It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports in Dawson tonight for a Camden Conference volleyball matchup. It's the Dawson Boys Blackjacks hosting the number one ranked team in Class A in the state of Minnesota, the Minneota Vikings. Blackjacks looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-6. Minneota, they are 7-2 early in the season here. The Vikings' two losses came to Delano and Arc Yar in the Southwest Challenge in Marshall a couple weeks ago. Of course, they played Arc Yar during the regular season, and they beat the Knights during the regular season, but the Knights got them at Southwest State. So Minneota looking to pick up a win here and stay undefeated in the Camden Conference. Of course, they played in the state volleyball championship last year under head coach Haley Froon, and they have a new head coach this year, Kaylee Vicey, and Kaylee's having fun. I visited with her the other day, and they're having a good start to the volleyball season. Dawson Boys Blackjacks playing a lot of young girls, a lot of sophomores, and a freshman. And so that they'll have on a learning curve here this year, but they give 100%. If you talk to head coach Haley Grittmacher, they give 100% every game. Let's go through your starting lineups, your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight for the Minneota Vikings. Number two, the center. She's a sophomore, Sophie Gillen. Number five, Sarah Greenis, the middle blocker, 5'8 senior. Eden Mahar is an outside hitter. She wears number six. She's a sophomore. Madison Minahan, defensive specialist at 5'5 and a junior. Natalie Ratajczyk, she's a 5'6 junior outside hitter. And the Vikings are coached by Kaylee Vicey, Emily Sitterman, Samantha Pies, and Ireland Stotson. For the Dawson Boys Blackjacks tonight, their starters, a sophomore center defensive specialist, 5'3", Claire Stratmone. Claire wears number one. Caitlin Gruel, a sophomore, she's a defensive specialist. She'll be the libero player. Number three is Stella Roth, a middle blocker, 5'11", sophomore. Number four is Caden Perkins, an outside hitter, center, 5'9", junior. Number eight, Rylan Plesner. Plesner's a middle blocker and a senior. Number 10, Tyler Yamlin. Yamlin's an outside hitter and a sophomore. And number 14, Kaylee Brent, a right side hitter, 5'10", junior. The Blackjacks are coached by Amber Omlin and Haley Grittmacher. JV scores tonight. Minneota won in three sets, 25-6, 25-7, and 15-5. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Camby and Madison. Other matches tonight in the Camden Conference, we got Camby Lancers. They're at Ortonville. Of course, the Lancers are ranked sixth in Class A. Rockefeller Valley, they're at home tonight against Tracy Milroy Valentin. Central Minnesota Christian is hosting Lakeview. State-ranked McRae, they are hosting Yellow Medicine East tonight. And I believe KMS is at RCW. And Montevideo is hosting state-ranked Sauk Center tonight in the West Central Conference. Those are some of your volleyball matches that will get you updates on throughout this match here tonight. So we're looking forward to this Camden Conference matchup here between Minneota and Dawson. Boyd, I am courtside again. I'm back on the floor. with the score table ladies, and they saved a spot for me. They said, come sit by us instead of way up there. So that's what I'm doing. So that wraps up the Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as the Dawson Boyd Pep Band will play the national anthem, and we'll have the starters, and then we'll be back with the first serve between the Minnesota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bonthan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Schimble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Schimble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Moments away from the first serve between the Minnesota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. The Vikings are, the introductions of the national anthem have been played, and we're ready to play some volleyball. Tomorrow night, we got football action for you. I'll be out at La Capal Valley as the Eagles will host the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff. And it should be a good one. Those each player knows they know each other well. They're friends on other teams, so it'll be a big crowd tomorrow night. It's actually a tackle cancer night at La Caprile Valley. A lot of things going on before the game. You can have supper. There's some fundraisers and stuff, so come on out for that tomorrow night. As I mentioned, some other games tonight. KMS is at Lakeview. The Canby Lancers, they're at Ortonville. They are state-ranked. The Lancers are ranked number 6. What's amazing about the Class A polls that were released the other day, Mineota's ranked number 1, RTR's ranked 3rd, Canby's ranked 6th, and McRae is ranked in the top 10. McRae Wolverines ranked 9th. So you got 4 teams in Southwest Minnesota here ranked in the top 10. That tells you how good these volleyball teams are out here in Southwest Minnesota. Of course, the Marshall Tigers in 3A, they're ranked number 1. I'd like to see Mineota Marshall play. I wonder if they're on the schedule. I'll have to look. All right, introductions are done, and we are ready to roll here. My first time seeing the Mineota Vikings. I usually follow them into the playoffs, and they've gone to the state many, many, many times over the years. One of the best volleyball programs in the state of Minnesota. All right. Vikings in their white jerseys, blue numbers, Blackjacks in their black and gold. And here we go, number 1, Claire Stratmone has the volleyball. Serena Brown and Darren Curtis are our referees tonight. Serena's on the ladder. Here's the serve, goes into their setter, number 2, and a drive, and Claire pops it high into the air. Now Stratmone, they can't get it over on the fourth hit. Point for Mineota. Nice set there by Sophie Gillen. Gillen, she's a sophomore, 5'7" sophomore. Autumn Anderson comes in, she's a sophomore. Haley Weissy standing right in front of me here as I'm broadcasting on the gym floor again. And here's Anderson's serve, goes into the back row, and a drive by Perkins. Nice dig by Autumn Anderson. Blocked at the net there by Kaylee Brent, and now a kill by number 6. Eden Maher, her first. 2-0, Mineota. Good block. Vikings will serve. Number 12 has the volleyball, and that's Autumn Anderson, defensive specialist. And here's the serve. Goes into the back row, and a Blackjack can't handle it. An 8th serve for Autumn Anderson. Coach Haley Grittmacher out there. 3-0, Mineota. We're just underway here at Dawson Boyd High School. Anderson pounds the ball and throws it over the net. Goes into the back row to number 10, Yamlin. Here's a drive from the outside, and it's good by Perkins, I believe. Number 4, Caden Perkins. Oh, wait, that went out of bounds. They say it went out of bounds. Okay, my mistake. And that's the point for the Vikings, 4-0. It goes into Drewell. Here's Stratmone, bumps it back over to Yamlin, and Kyler fanned on it, went into the net, and it's 5-0, Mineota. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for choosing Q92 tonight to listen to Blackjack and Viking Volleyball here on Q92. Autumn Anderson serve again, and another 8th serve. As the Blackjack can't return it, and Coach Haley Grittmacher stands up. She wants a timeout, so we'll take a timeout. 6-0, Mineota. We'll be right back after a word from fine sponsors.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Okay, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports. We'll have a timeout. Coach Haley Grittmacher calling timeout, and the Vikings just scored a point here as we come out of commercial break. They lead. We pick up the volley here in set number one. Vikings now hitting it over is Maher. There's number eight, that's Plesner, gets it over to net for Dawson Boyd, and a drive, and it's out. The hit there by Miniota's number six, Eden Maher, was long, and that's a point for Dawson Boyd, and it's 7-2. 7-2, Miniota, set one. Perkins is serving, goes in a libero player, number eight, Robecki, blocked at the net. Here's Stratmon, passes the ball all the way to Yamlin, and Yamlin hit it way too hard out of bounds. Point Vikings. Yamlin, Gruel, Perkins, Stratmon, Plesner, and number 14, Brent on the floor for Dawson Boyd right now. Miniota serves into Gruel. And Stratmon gets it over. Here's the set by number two and a soft touch and an easy point for number 10, Leah Cookett. Nice set there by Gillen. Sophie is just a sophomore for the Vikings. Nine to two the score. And Yamlin hits the ball over to net. Oh, and a point for the Vikings. Couldn't get it there. 10-2. Vikings up by eight. They have dominated in about every match except two, and they lost. And there's the Blackjacks hitting a point. See, that was Tyler. Yamlin. Referee was blocking my view there as I'm broadcasting on the floor, where I prefer to be instead of way up on the back bleacher. And Gruel serves a nice serve into Anderson. Here's Gillen with a set and a drive there by Maher. And good. 11-3. 2 kills for Eden Maher, sophomore. Just looking at the starting lineup, sophomore, junior for Miniota, this is junior. And a service there by Anderson gives the point for the Blackjacks. Coming in for Dawson Boyd now is number 11, Hattie Keeman. Keeman in, and she's going to serve. Got an early start here before 7:15, and Keeman's serve is long out of bounds. Point Vikings, they have 12 now. Really got a nice video scoreboard here in Dawson. Good graphics. Number 9 comes in, Rotacek, and Natalie, she's at the net. Here's Maher's serve. And the girl with her left hand, and it goes out of bounds on the side court. And it's 13-4, Miniota. I believe Miniota's been ranked number one since the start of the season. Mayor Lutheran ranked number two. I believe Mayor Lutheran beat them in the state championship game last year. 13-4, Vikings lead here in set one. And number six, Eden Maher serves a nice serve into Gruel. And now they play it up to the net. And a drive over there by Yamlin. Here's a drive from the outside by Maher, and she gets the point. 3 kills for Eden Maher here. And it's a 10-point lead. 14-4. Vikings. Number 6, Maher serves again. And that hit the net, and it went over and dropped on the floor for a point. 15-4, Mineota. Eden serve again in the gruel. She passes the ball up to Stratmon. Here's Yamlin from the outside. Blocked out of bounds by the Vikings. Point Mineota. Nice hit there at the net by Kyler. She's just a sophomore, Kyler Yamlin. And now Kyler will serve down by 10. The serve goes deep in the back row, way too far, out of bounds. Point Mineota. Paquapau Valley volleyball team, they are hosting Tracy Milroy Ballatin, and we'll get some updates there tonight on the other volleyball match. Served there by the libero player, this is Robecki, and Yamlin Perkins, and blocked there by number one, Jalen Cookett. Big block there, and Haley Gritmacher wants another timeout on the floor, so we'll take another break. 17-5, Mineota set one. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, Rolf serving for Dawson. Boy, she served it long. We're in set one, folks. 18-6, Mineota leading the Blackjacks. Blackjacks coach Haley Gritmacher calling her second timeout here in set three. She's out of timeouts now. 18-6, Vikings serving, and they lead. Minahan with the volleyball, and she hit the net. A service there, by Mineota, so that will give the point to Dawson Boyd. 18-7. See if the Blackjacks can cut into this lead here. Number one is Claire Stratmon. She will serve, and here's a serve by Claire, a left-hander. Goes into the back row there to Robecki, a shot at the net by the Vikings. They get it over. Stratmon, Perkins uses her left hand, hits it way out of bounds. Or that was Brent, excuse me. Kaylee Brent hits the ball out of bounds, and the Vikings have their 19th point here in set number one. Anderson serving. She had three ace serves to start the game, and she serves again. It's a little run jump serve in the Yamlin, and a drive by Plesner, partially blocked at the net. Nice hit by Plesner. Now giving it a hit over the net, and Claire Stratmon with a great hit. Now Claire gets it over the net. What a play by Dawson Boyd there. Boy, Stratmon is all over that. Gruel with a nice dig, but it's too far, or it's too short, went into the net. And that's a point for Mineota, but what a defensive effort there by Claire Stratmon twice. She kept the volleyball off the floor, diving for it, and I think it was Gruel in the back row that passed it back up to Claire after she popped up off the floor and then hit it over the net on the third hit. 20-7. Make that 21-7 as the Blackjacks unable to get it over on the third hit. Anderson continuing to serve well here for the Mineota Vikings. Haley Lacey showing Autumn where to serve the ball. And there's that run jump serve by Anderson in the gruel. And Stratmon will throw it over, and it's in, I believe. Nope. What do they call? Oh, it's out. Ooh, that looks like it hit the line. But the back judge said, no, it was out. 22-7. Autumn Anderson. Fantastic job serving in the gruel. And that's an ace serve again. My goodness. Four ace serves in set one for number 12, Autumn Anderson, only a sophomore. She looks over to Coach Bicey. 23-7. And the serve goes into the back row. Yamlin up to Stratmon. And here's Perkins or Brent with a drive, and it went into the net. 24-7. We have a set point here. Set point in set one. 24-7. Next point for the Vikings. They'll take the set. Anderson again. Serves. Tight serve in the gruel. And Stratmon, now Plesner gets it over the net. Here's a set by Gillen, and a drive and a kill, and the Vikings win it 25-7 to take set one. That kill there was by, I believe, Mahar to end it for the Minnesota Vikings. So we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with set number two between the Vikings and the Blackjacks right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. We are beginning set number two here between the state-ranked Minnesota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Minnesota won the first set 25-7. And the Minnesota just hit the ball long out of bounds, and the Blackjacks take the lead to start set two, 1-0. Number four, Caden Perkins, a junior, serves. Into the back row it goes to number seven, that's Minahan. And hitting Mahar from way back, gets it over on a third hit. Yamlin drives it across the net. Here's a set by Gillen, and a drive there by Ratajczak, and it's good. And we're tied 1-1. Autumn Anderson comes in. Autumn Anderson, what a first set she had from the service line. My goodness, I got her for 4 8 serves. And she's serving now as I speak, and it goes into Stratmon. Nice bump by Claire up to Perkins, and they get it over the net. Here's a drive by Mahar, partially blocked there by Brent. Now Brent throws it over the net. The set, and Mahar again drives it. Nice dig there in the back row by Perkins. Play keep Blackjack, keep it alive. Mineota returns it. Blackjack can't. 2-1. And some other scores. Central Minnesota Christian beat Lakeview in set number one, 25-19. And right now in set one, Montevideo down to the state-ranked Sauk Center, 23-14. 3-1, Mineota. The Blackjacks can't get it over net. Coach Haley Gritmacher up off her chair. And Autumn will serve. I think I named Autumn Anderson player of the game last year, I believe. Here's the set. Klesner gets it over. Ball blocked at the net by number five, Greenus. And the Vikings get the point, 4-1. Once again, Autumn Anderson serving. Boy, a lot of Vikings get it over, and Klesner will throw it over the net. On the third hit, here's a run, a slide, and a drive by number five, Greenus. Blackjacks return it. Now the libero player hits it over. That's Robecki. Blackjacks, Stratmon over the net it goes. Mahar throws it down from the corner. Five kills for Eden Mahar here in the match. Vikings took the first set, if you're just tuning in, 25-7. Right now they lead 5-1. Anderson, run jump serve in the back row to Gruel. Up to number four, that's Perkins. And now driving it over is Brent with her left hand. Here's a slide again and a drive there by Greenus, and it's good. Sarah Greenus with a kill. 6-1, Vikings. They lead here in set two. It seems like Autumn Anderson is just all she's been doing all night is serving. And she serves that one. Nice come up there by Yamlin. Keeps it off the floor. And a drive over net by Caden Perkins for Dawson Boyd. And now Mahar. It's in, I think. Yes, it's in. The back judge said it hit the line. Now we're going to have. Nope, the Blackjack's not going to contest it. So it's 7-1. Anderson serves in the back row. Goes into Perkins. Here's Yamlin, gets it over from the middle of the court. Back to the Mineota side. The set there by Gillen. And a drive by Greenus. And she missed it. So a point for Dawson Boyd. Once again, tomorrow night, Tackle Cancer Night at La Caparo Valley High School as they host the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in football. So come out early, a lot of activity and meals and fundraisers. Oh, nice attempt there by number 14, Kaylee Brent. Dawson Boyd at the net, but just couldn't get there in time, so that gives the eighth point to Dawson Boyd, 8-2, and a timeout by Coach Haley Gritmacher. So we'll take another commercial break. 8-2 Mineota here in set two. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com. All right, Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight. The Vikings lead the Blackjacks 9-3 here in set two. And the Mineota took the first set 25-7.
Now serving for the Minnesota Vikings is Libby Susner, a junior setter, and she serves it into Perkins, and that was Stratmoen pushing it over the net. Minnesota returns it with Cook it. Play at the net, Perkins, Brandt, Minnesota, number 10 with a drive in the back, and it's good, and that would be Leah Cookett. Leah Cookett with her second kill for the Minnesota Vikings. Looking at the Vikings schedule, they play a lot of top teams. They have a tough schedule. They play double A. Oh, and there's an ace serve by the Minnesota Vikings, Libby Susner. Just looking at their schedule, well, at Southwest Challenge, the Vikings lost to Delano, 3A team, I believe. And the Vikings Blackjacks hit it out of bounds. Coming up, they got Canby, a state-ranked Canby, and McCray. Both McCray and Canby coming up here at the end of September, so those will be some big, important matches in the Camden Conference for the Minnesota Vikings. Now they're up by 10, 13-3 here in the second set. Number 11 serving. And the serve is an ace serve again. Boy, the Blackjacks having just struggling to reach the on the serve, serve receive. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Grittmacher again, so we'll take another break. You're listening to Blackjack and Viking Volleyball right here on Q92. The Vikings lead 14-3 here in set two. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, Lillian Lee off the bench for Dawson Boyd. She comes in. She's a sophomore. 15-3 here in set two. Minnesota leading the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. 15-3. And got a little injury here. Caitlin Gruel taking herself out of the game there. I'm not sure. It looks like a knee or ankle. Nothing too serious, it looks like. So, with 15-3, the Minnesota Vikings serve. Here's Yamlin, returns it deep, out of bounds, point Viking. Minnesota took, dominated in the first set, 25-7. Libby Susner. A serve into the net, a service there by Susner. And it's a fourth point there for Dawson Boyd. 16-4 is the score. Yama looks over to Coach Grittmacher, and here's the serve. And that's long out of bounds, point Vikings, 17-4. Autumn Anderson comes out in on the rotation is Natalie Ratajczyk. That's serving as Maher. And the serve by Maher goes into the back row to number 11, that's Keeman. And the Blackjacks hit it over nicely. Here's a drive from the middle of the floor into the net by Minnesota's Ratajczyk. And so the Blackjacks get a point. Plesner comes back onto the court for Wiesman. Wiesman is in. Reagan Wiesman, an eighth grader. Didn't notice her on the floor before, but she's coming out. And here's Lee serving for the Blackjacks. High serve, way out of bounds. Boy, the Blackjacks, their serving tonight is not the best. So libero player Abby Robecki takes the volleyball and tosses it in the air and goes over to net. Bumped up nicely there by Yomlin, and Stratmon couldn't pass it to Plesner, and it goes out of bounds, and it's 19-5. Robecki serving again for the Vikings. She wears the dark blue uniform. She's the libero player. And she serves that one in the back row. And nice dig there by Lee. And now Plesner, a hit to the mile out of bounds again. Boy, Blackjacks are not coming down with their swings. They're just sailing the ball. You know, 10, 12, 15 feet behind the line, the out of bounds line. Here's a serve into Yomlin, Stratmon. Oh, nice drive there by Perkins. Vikings defend it well, and now hitting it in the corner, and it's in by Maher. 21-5. 21-5, Vikings set two. They lead one set to none on the Dawson Boy Blackjacks. And Robecki again with the serve into the back row to Yomlin. Passes up to Plesner. Here's Perkins from the outside. Good. Hayden Perkins smoked that one. That was the best play of the night for the Blackjacks. Good back row pass up to Stratmon, the center, and Claire set it perfectly to Perkins. 21-6. And Stratmon lets go over the net. It goes into Maher. Now Maher attacks the net, gets it down. Nice row, nice running dig there by Lee. Boy, Lee did a nice job in the back row. There she digs it and hits it over the net. What a play by Lee. And the Blackjacks score. Oh, my goodness. Lillian Lee. Tremendous play by Lee, who just came into the game here. She's a sophomore in the back row, and she's got a huge smile on her face. That was amazing both times. And now Stratmon hits it way long out of bounds. Boy, that got the Dawson Boyd fans going. That was probably one of the best defensive plays. Two times she did. Kept it off the floor, diving for it, and then stood to her feet, and they hit the ball right back to her, and she hit it over the net from way in the back row and scored on it. Now here's Yomlin, 22-7, and throwing over is Gillen instead of setting. Gillen sets up Maher from the back row, and it's good. Maher again, 23-7. Vikings, ranked number one, the number one ranked team in Class A. We'll go through the whole standings here when I get time. It's really interesting. Oh, a nice back set by Gillen, and scoring is Greenis, her third kill, Sarah Greenis. And it's set point for the Minnesota Vikings, 24-7. 24-7. And serving is number seven, Madison Minahan. Goes in the lead. Look out. Here comes. And Stratmon almost landed in my lap. And the Blackjacks couldn't get it over. And the Minnesota Vikings take the second set, the same score as the first set, 25-7. We'll take another couple-minute break here. The Vikings up two sets to none on the Blackjacks. You're listening to Viking and Blackjack Volleyball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered.
With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfslager Concrete.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Hey, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Hey, we're going to start set three here. Hasn't started yet. Minnesota dominating in first two sets over Dawson Boyd, 25-7 in set one, 25-7 in set two. We do have an injury. Caitlin Gruel is out for Dawson Boyd. Not quite sure what happened to her. She got an ice bag on her ankle. Might have twisted her ankle a little bit. So the libero player now is Hattie Keeman for Dawson Boyd. Here we go, set three. The Blackjacks starting, and a big kill for Mahar again from the middle of the court. Mahar, number six, getting the job done tonight for the Minnesota Vikings. I think she's got her for five, eight kills already. And here's Anderson, who's been serving so well here in the set, and another ace serve there for Autumn. 2-0 as the Vikings take the lead here in set three. Anderson serve goes into Yamlin, passes the ball up to Stratmon, all the way across to Perkins, a drive, Anderson digs it up. Now there's a drive by number five, that's Greenis, and the Blackjacks hit it out, point Minnesota. 3-0 the score. Anderson gets the whistle from the referee, and here's that run jump serve by Autumn. Goes into the back row to number two. Oh, God. And the libero player is, that's Keeman now, number two, in the white. Who's that, number two?
Addie
Keeman, yep. She changed jerseys, right? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Anderson is service there. Yeah, Gruel is wearing number two. Just wanted to make... And she's injured on the bench here, so she had to give her number two jersey to Hattie Keeman. Just wanted to double-check that. Huh? Yep. 4-1, Minnesota. As we pick up the action here, Dillon's going to set up Morris on the outside. Stratmon saves it. Perkins saves it. Yamlin gets it over to net. And throwing it over was Dillon. Lee throws it over. She's at the net now. Here's Mahar down low. Oh, my goodness. Eden Mahar just smoked that baby. Hardest hit ball of the night there by Eden Maher. And it's 5-1. Sarah Greenis will serve. Looks at Serena Brown, the referee who's on the ladder. There's the whistle. And the serve goes into Keeman. Play at the net, and Yamlin gets it over. Here's Maher, goes cross court and gets the job done again. 10 kills for Maher. She leads the Vikings in kills. Coach Haley, or Kaylee, excuse me, Vicey, shouting instructions to her team on the floor. We'll have our Nia Needles post-game show coming up after the match. And Keeman digs it up. Oh, nice job there by Brent. And the Blackjacks get it over. And they swing it to the other side. And number 10, Leah Cookett, picks up her third kill. The Vikings pass so well. You have to pass the volleyball from the back row to your setter. And they do that as best, better than anybody. And Blackjacks couldn't return it, 8-1, and Coach Haley Grittmacher's calling her first timeout here in set three. 8-1 here in set three. The Vikings lead. They lead 2-0. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
I am, but what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help. We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Well, it's the Eden Maher show right now for the Minnesota Vikings as they lead the Blackjacks 11-1 here in set three. Maher just picked up her 12th kill of the match. Boy, the setter, Dillon, is doing a fantastic job feeding Maher. Here's a Dillon will throw it over instead of setting that time. Here's Stratmone, and a drive by Perkins goes deep in the back row. Here's Maher again. Oh, a nice dig by Stratmone to keep it alive. Dillon in a back slide there, number 10. She throws it over to net. That's Cookett. Now Cookett hammers that one for a kill. 12-1. Vikings lead here in set three. They took the first set, 25-7. They took the second set, 25-7. Got an update from Acapulco Valley. TMB took the first set from the Eagles, 25-22. Central Minnesota Christian up 2-0 on Lakeview. McCray leading YME 1-0. Now we got another timeout by Coach Grittmacher. So we'll take another break. 13-1 is the score. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services. Prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota.
Are you looking to build new or put on an addition to your current home? Do you need a new garage or overhead door? Maybe you just need to replace some windows. Contact Whitnable Construction at 320-598-7760 for all your building needs. Blake has over 45 years of experience and has a proven reputation for craftsmanship. Let him use his expertise to help you find quality materials and products. Whatever you have in mind, Blake can draft a floor plan for you. Whitnable Construction is licensed in Minnesota and South Dakota and ready to meet all your building needs.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. The Minnesota Vikings leading Dawson Boyd 14-2 here in set three. Vikings lead 2-0 on the Blackjacks. And serving is Keeman, just a ninth grader. And Keeman's serve is long, out of bounds, 15-2 the score. Once again, tomorrow night, we'll have high school football for you on Q92. The Lockefall Valley Eagles hosting the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. 7 o'clock kickoff. It's Tackle Cancer Night. A lot of activities before the game. Come on out for a meal. There's fundraisers. And it should be a good time. When Dawson Boyd and Lockefall play each other, it's always fun. 15-2 the score. Make that 16-2 as the Blackjacks couldn't return it. Dawson Boyd really struggling with their passing tonight. Just can't seem to pass it to a teammate to get it over the net. Vikings are a very, very good team, and it's showing. And a serve there by the Vikings is good. Black Bears couldn't return it. That's number 11, Libby Seussner. Seussner with the volleyball. And here's a serve by Seussner, and it goes deep in the back row. Perkins too far. But the my Vikings hit it back over. Dawson returns it. Here's a set. And a drive from the outside by number 13, Ross. And a big hit there by Cookett, Jalen. He's a good basketball player, too. Ross again tries. Oh, nice dig by Perkins. Caden Perkins with a beautiful dig there. And a huge hit there by Jalen Cookett. My goodness. 18-2 is your score. Sydney Hennon comes in, a ninth grader. Sydney Hennon in. Coach Vicey putting in some new girls in the rotation here. The Vikings lead 2-0, and an ace serve there for number 11, Seussner. Her third ace serve of the match. And a service error there by Mineota Seussner. A rare error by the Vikings. Coming in for Dawson Boyd is Reagan Beesman, an eighth grader. Beesman just an eighth grade. She will serve for Dawson Boyd. They're down 19-3. Here's a serve by Beesman. Goes into Anderson. She passes the ball up to the front of the net. And attacking it is Ross. And the Blackjacks return it back to the Vikings side. And they play it. Vikings play it off the net. And they get it over on the third hit. And, Roth couldn't hit it back over. Roth is 5'11", just a sophomore. And that was the 20th point for the Minnesota Vikings. 20-3 is your score. Number 13 serving for Minnesota, Ross. And she gets it over to net. Here's a drive by Stratmon. Ross up to the corner it goes, and it's hit out of bounds by number 9, Ratajczak. And the Blackjacks will get the ball. And Kyler Yamlin will serve for Dawson Boyd. It's 20-4. Bryn Ross comes in. She's in the back row. 24 the score. And an ace serve for Dawson Boyd's Kyler Yamlin. Nice serve by Yamlin. She has 3 kills in the night. Kyler doing a nice job. She's really growing too, looks like. And a service error just dragged her up, and she served the ball into the net. 21-5. Neon Needle's post-game show coming up. We'll go over some stats and some games and maybe do an interview. Name a player of the game. Sydney Hennin. No, who's going to serve here? They don't. Minnesota don't know. Number 8, the libero player, Abby Robecki. A senior is serving. And we're ready to go. 21-5. Minnesota serving. Robecki. High serve into the back row to Yamlin. Perkins. And number 15 gets it over to net. That's Beastman. Here's the back set. And the Vikings return it. Stratmon setting up Klesner in the middle of the floor. Back to Minnesota's side. And Keeman can't handle it. And the kill there by number 9, Ratajczak. 22-5. 22-5. Vikings here in set 3. They took the first set 25-7. Took the second set 25-7. There's number 8, the serve. And the Keeman. Here's Perkins from the outside. Nice drive, but it's dug up nicely by the Vikings. Now they go to number 9. That's for Ratajczak. And that was Roth. Roth hits it over. Gets the kill. 22-6. Stella Roth with a nice kill. She's a sophomore. Just 5'11", tall girl. Serving as number 7, Lauren Lee. And the Vikings return it quickly, and they get the point. And it's 23-6. More rotation coming here. Number 7 for the Vikings, Minahan, comes back in to serve. They're 2 points away from winning the match, the set and the match. Minahan looks to Coach Weissy, and the serve goes in. Perkins gets a hand on it. Now Perkins throws it over to net. 23-6. Here's a back set and a drive, and it's good. And it's 24-6. Set point, match point for the Minnesota Vikings. Coming up here as Minahan ready to swing and serve the volleyball. Try to win the match for the Vikings. They get it in the back row. And Blackjack hit the net, and that's a point for the Vikings. No, point for the book. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's a point for the Vikings. They win it 25-6. And they win 3-0 over the Dawson Boyd Blackjack. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From Premium Senex Ruby Fuel, Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, Premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School for the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Minnesota Vikings defeat Dawson Boyd 3-0, 25-7, 25-7, and 25-7. And just dominated, outstanding passing. Just looking at some of my notes here, I got the Vikings pass the ball very well. They communicate. You can see them yelling, talking to each other while the play's going on. And Autumn Anderson did a fantastic job serving from the service line for the Minnesota Vikings. So, join me on the Neon Needles post-game show is Dawson Boyd's head coach, Haley Grittmacher. And, Haley, well, the Vikings are ranked number one in Class A for a reason, aren't they?
They sure are, yeah. They gave us everything they had, and they served really tough. And our goal was to keep their rallies under, or keep the their servers under five. And there was quite a few times tonight where we didn't accomplish that. And so I know that can be tough. But our number one goal tonight was to extend our rallies with our defense, and I thought, although the ball didn't always land on their side of the court, we did a nice job of making them think a little bit and letting that ball go back and forth a few times before it hit the floor.
Right.
Worked hard on that yesterday, yep. So really happy with that.
I got to ask you how the injury there to Gruel
is. Yes, Kate Gruel, our libero, went down. At first I thought it was maybe just like, you know, needed a breather, but she said she rolled her ankle. So I just thought, better safe than sorry. We got a big weekend this weekend with the tournament, so I made the decision to pull her out and throw in freshman Hattie Keeman.
Yep.
And Hattie's been playing the right back DS position for us the last couple games. Is an outside hitter and passer on JV, and so she's one we toyed with a little bit this summer as a passer, too, and so I was glad she could come off the bench for us, and hopefully Kate can get a quick heal. She's had a broken ankle before, and it's definitely not that. So we're hoping for a quick turnaround for her. But she's got to take care of her first, so we got to make sure that that's our number one priority.
The serving for the Vikings, the passing, I wrote my notes down there, the passing.
Yeah, they make every ball pretty.
Unreal.
Yeah, they don't ever let the ball hit the floor. Defensively, they're picking up anything you're putting down, and so that gets really discouraging when, you can't ever find the floor with your offense. And so I know that definitely weighed on our offense tonight, but we'll get through it. We're in the Camden Conference, and we got to find a way to fight through that.
It's tough. You know, four of the top 10 teams in Class A, they're ranked in the top 10. You know, Mineota, RTR, Camby, McCray. It's a tough.
It is. It is tough. Well, Basso was up there at some point this season. So Central Minnesota Christian, I think, has been playing decent this year. So it's a tough place to be, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
That's right. Your girls, I said this during the broadcast, you know, they're fighters. They don't quit, you know, as far as being down like they were at times. They just played hard.
Right. Yeah, and like I said, that was our goal, extending our rallies with our defense. Limiting their serving and then serving aggressive. We've had ups and downs with our serving this year too, and so that was our goal, you know, just keep the ball in play and go from there, play defense. We got a lot of touches on the block, and I think that's something that we honed in on too. You know, it's better to get one blocker up than no blockers, so each blocker had their hitter. They knew exactly who they were with, and we were able to slow the ball down just enough to get a passer under it. So, yeah, it's tough, but we just keep rolling.
You keep going. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, it looks like your next match is, what, Tuesday?
Yep, so tournament this weekend in Benson.
Oh,
you
have the tournament in Benson.
Yep, okay. Yep. I don't have the schedule for it yet, but usually
Black Pearl's up there too,
yep,
aren't they?
Black Pearl, Ashby, I believe, Benson.
I just looked at that schedule this morning.
Perfect.
I can't think of them all either.
Right. And then Lakeview, going to Lakeview on Tuesday, and Camby coming here on Thursday. So tough matchups again next week. Lakeview's been playing pretty well, too, lately. And so it's always fun to go back there, and it's fun to see those girls. So I can't wait to see what we can bring next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Haley, again, for your time. I appreciate it. And, I'll be here next Thursday with the Camby Lancer matchup.
So. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Hey, I love sitting broadcasting here.
I know. It's great to be courtside.
Who's this?
This is my daughter, Palmer, and my other daughter, Riley, back there.
Palmer and Riley.
Palmer, you want to say hi?
Say hi, Palmer. Nope.
Oh, it's a pass. She's a little camera shy.
She's not like Mom. Nope.
When we get home, then she'll be like, Mom, I wanted to be on the radio tonight.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the coverage.
All right. Thanks, Haley. And that's Haley Grittmacher, head coach of the Dawson Boys Blackjacks. Let's go through some other scores here tonight. Looks like Tracy Milroy Ballatin up 2-0 on the Lac Parle Valley Eagles. Central Minnesota Christian beat Lakeview 3-0. State-ranked McCray up 2-0 on Yellow Medicine East. And Montevideo lost the state-ranked Sauk Center tonight 3-0. Our next broadcast is going to come tomorrow night, football. It's Dawson Boyd at Lac Parle Valley, 7 o'clock kickoff, tackle cancer night. Come out before the game, have dinner going on as well. That'll be fun. So tonight here, your final 3-0 win for the Mineota Vikings. I just forgot our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. And it's Mineota's Eden Mahar. I have her for 13 kills, 2 ace serves for Eden Mahar. She's our Neon Needle Subway Player Game. Just gave her a t-shirt. And she's only a sophomore, so she might get a few more Player of the Game t-shirts before her career is done. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our sponsor for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic,
Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
We're at 20 minutes past 8 o'clock. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM, Q92.